Years before last fall's anthrax attacks, a bioweapons scientist wrote a draft of a thriller about a bioterror attack on the White House. The book was never published. Its author, Stephen Hatfill, is now one of what the FBI calls 20 or 30, quote, persons of interest in its anthrax investigation. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports that, like other aspects of Stephen Hatfill's life, the novel can be read in many ways.
As befits his profession, Stephen Hatfill has clearly spent a lot of time thinking about how a terrorist might launch an attack and a lot of time reading thrillers. The book, titled Emergence, begins at the South Pole. A group of scientists drilling into the ice uncover a mutant strain of plague bacteria. It kills them all. Years later, a foreign terrorist sets up a makeshift lab in Washington, D.C. and turns the bacteria into a weapon. Hatfill writes, "With only the cost of a few days' motel lodging and $80 in incidental expenses, he now held a pure culture of one of the most deadly infectious biological agents known to man." The terrorist then poses as a tourist, visits the White House, and with the help of a rigged wheelchair, sprays the plague into the air, sickening the president and members of Congress. One theory about the real attacks is that a weapons scientist brewed up some anthrax and sent it around to make a point that the U.S. is unprepared for such an attack. And in the novel, Hatfill writes, "Only in foolish America could this be so easily accomplished." But this is a common sentiment among bioweapons scientists, and the plot's details bear little resemblance to the events of last fall. The author, Stephen J. Hatfill, seems to identify most with the hero, whose name is Stephen J. Roberts. Like Hatfill, Roberts has a medical degree, microbiology training, and military experience. It is he who helps the FBI crack the case. The novel is one example of things that have the FBI and the media looking into Hatfill's life. Another is that Hatfill was in Rhodesia during a massive anthrax outbreak. In 1979 and 1980, it sickened as many as 10,000 people.
The consensus among people that I have talked to is that this was something that was extraordinary and that it can't be explained very well by natural sources.
Stephen Burgess is a professor of security studies at the U.S. Air War College.
There have been allegations that the Rhodesians or the South Africans somehow planted the anthrax.
According to his resume, Hatfill fought with the elite Special Air Service, the group suspected of spreading anthrax. The SAS were fighting black guerrilla troops who were trying to topple the white minority government. But a new book to be published by the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research throws some cold water on these allegations. Milton Leitenberg of the University of Maryland is reviewing the book. He says interviews with senior officials suggest that only one small batch of anthrax was cooked up as a test. Maybe it was released.
It was possibly handed to the Special Air Services, and if the Special Air Services did it, they did a single airdrop of some contaminated hay, and not inside Rhodesia, but across the Rhodesian border on the Botswana side.
Unlike Stephen Burgess, Leitenberg says most scientists believe the outbreak was natural, triggered by a collapse in veterinary and health services. The author of the book, Chandra Gould, could not be reached for this story, but Leitenberg says she has spoken with one of Hatfill's superiors in the Rhodesian military.
If the SAS units had done an anthrax drop by air, he was rather certain that Hatfill had not been involved in that because he felt certain that he knew what Hatfill was doing because he was responsible for what Hatfill had been doing.
The man also says Hatfill's claim to have served in the elite Special Air Service is an exaggeration. Hatfill appears to have been simply a gun for hire. It may be his imagination in his book and on his resume that has gotten him into so much trouble. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.